Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 24th. Happy Hump Day! I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 30, reading verses 1 through 10. And in this passage, Moses is telling the Hebrews that when they're ready to return to God, He will be ready to receive them. This passage is about inward spiritual renewal and that God wants to forgive us and to bring us back. And so I look forward to reading this passage for you. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you come on you and you take them to heart, wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations, and when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey Him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from the nations which He scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love Him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. The Lord your God will put these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. You will again obey the Lord and follow all His commands I am giving you today. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as He delighted in your ancestors. If you obey the Lord your God and keep His commands and decrees that are written in the book of the law and turn to the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. This image of a circumcised heart is a very vivid one. The people of Israel, the men of Israel, had circumcision done to their bodies as a physical sign of an inward commitment to God. And what the Lord is saying here through Moses is, I want to circumcise your heart. So it's not a physical sign. Everyone can have a circumcised heart. It is a heart yielded to the Lord in obedience. Let's turn over now to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 88 today. This psalm is a true lament, meaning that it doesn't take a turn in the end to praise. It sits in that darkness and depression. And the study note in my Bible says this: have you ever felt as though you have hit bottom? The psalmist is so low that he even despairs of life itself. Although everything is bad and getting worse, he is able to tell it to the Lord. This is one of the few psalms that gives no answer or expression of hope. Don't think that you must always be cheerful and positive. Grief and depression take time to heal. No matter how low we feel, we can always take our problems to God. And what a great reminder that is, that we can take everything to the Lord, the good and the bad. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Lanoth, a Maskil of Heman, the Ezrahite. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I'm confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. Our New Testament passage today is 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 8. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. May that be our prayer, that we long for his appearing. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Thank you for the reminder in Deuteronomy that even when we sin, you are welcoming us back into fellowship and you will bring us back. We must obey, Lord. Your word is clear about that. Help us to turn from lives of sin to lives of righteousness. Forgive us when we fall astray, and thank you for the grace that you have provided. We pray, Lord, for those who are in deep darkness today. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are helping those in deep darkness. And we ask, Lord, for your wisdom and light to enter the situations. Lord, sometimes we don't know the right words to say. Give us wisdom, we pray. And finally, Lord, from 2 Timothy, we just want to thank you for Paul's faithful ministry. And we pray, Lord, just being reminded that one day we will stand before you, the righteous judge. We pray, Lord, that you would come quickly and that you would make all things new. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.